Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, puzzlers. Welcome to the Puzzler Podcast, the CVV number in your daily puzzle credit card. I'm your host, AJ Jacobs, and I am here with our guest, the legendary Mike Reese, longtime writer for The Simpsons and author of the new book, What Am I Doing Here? A Simpsons writer visits the world's hellholes so you don't have to. Welcome, Mike.
Great to be here.
I'm delighted to have you. And as Mike Reese fans know, maybe some other benighted souls do not know, you are a huge traveler. How many countries are you up to now?
I am at 139 countries, and I'm actually about to pick up five or six more next week.
Which are those? Guess one.
I'm on a cruise and hitting a bunch of Caribbean islands. I'm not trying to hit them all, but it's just the way my life has worked
out.
It's
just racking them up. And then you write books and do a podcast about your travels and not the parts that are fun, the parts that are painful for you, because we like to see you
they're
in pain.
Painful for me. They're fun for other people. It's a fun, funny podcast about my misery, but you'll enjoy it.
I do.
If you like,
you don't have to say
nice short podcast. This is for you. What am I doing here?
Well, this, in honor of that, is a travel puzzle, and all of the answers are names of countries, but the clue contains terrible puns on the country name. So the answer will be a combination of two words that punnily create a country's name. So, for instance, if I said, after a long Christmas day, Santa Claus went back to the north, blank, blank took a nap, what would that be?
Okay. I think that would be Poland.
Exactly. North Pole and took a nap. You combine them, you get Poland. Yeah. By the way, I just read that section of your book on the North Pole.
Oh, yes. It's not many people have made that trip. There have only been 100 ships that have made it to the North Pole, and I was on one of them. And just very quickly, it was a nuclear Russian icebreaker with no entertainment on board. So one day, the only thing when they saw people getting bored, they said, well, you can tour the nuclear core of the ship. And
ooh,
they let me in there. I got to touch the nuclear core. and now I can't have children.
That is a wonderful little landmark you got to see. You were also disappointed. There is no actual North Pole, which seems crazy. Like, that's a missed opportunity for the North Pole Tourist Bureau.
Yes, there is a pole at the South Pole. Some Americans on an Air Force base put one up. The North Pole is just floating ice, so there's no way to really put a good pole there. But in the 1950s, these guys built a big candy cane striped pole for the North Pole. They put it in parades all over America. And then they had no end game, so they just put it in a plane. They flew over the North Pole, and they pushed it out of the airplane, and it's never been seen again.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like they planned ahead so well.
They did not think it through.
All right, are you ready?
Yes. It would be funny if it had fallen and, like, killed a polar bear or something like that.
Or Santa Claus, maybe.
Yeah.
All right, here's your first clue. I love the vowels A, I, O, and U, and sometimes even Y, but I blank blank.
A, I, O, and U, but I Egypt. Oh. Okay.
I love the vowels A, I, O, and U, but I blank.
Oh,
blank.
Oh, I hate E.
Exactly.
I hate E. Yes.
Hate
okay.
It. Exactly. You got
all
it.
All right. I'll warm into this.
You got it. All right. If your Alexa is broken, you can always get out your phone and ask blank, blank question.
That would be, you can ask Siri a question.
Exactly. Have you been to Syria? Yes.
I have been to Syria, and I got there just under the wire. It was one of the loveliest places in the world with the nicest people on earth. And so it makes it extra sad what's been happening there.
Yes.
These are literally the finest people I've ever met in my life.
So you wouldn't go there now? Don't recommend it.
Well, I would, but
Homer Simpson voice actor Castellaneta did me wrong, and I am going to take him to court. I've decided to blank blank.
There's another place I've been that nobody goes, which is I will sue Dan.
Exactly.
Sue Dan is one of the most interesting places in the world.
Yeah, what was it like?
What it was like is nobody goes there. Nobody visits, and but they act like they're overrun with tourists. They just are completely deluded. They go, wow, I've never seen the place so crowded, and there's nobody there.
Well, maybe you being there made it crowded, like you were there.
I guess so. One is a crowd. And they have more pyramids than Egypt, and they have so many pyramids, they don't care what you do with them. You can climb them. I slept in one night. It's a beautiful place.
You slept in, like, the tomb of the pharaoh from that era?
Well, they're not huge pyramids, but you know, that's it. They're not guarding them. They got pyramids like Seattle has coffee shops.
Interesting. So they're not big, but they got a lot of them. So if you add them,
they
up,
got a lot. Of them. Right.
Fascinating. Well, I'd love to go someday. All right, this one you said you hoped there was no trivia. I'm going to give you one that has a little trivia, but I'm going to back it up with a non-trivia. My favorite Flock of Seagulls song is probably blank, blank, so far away. Or...
Wow. Okay.
Since I'm guessing you're not an expert on 80s bands, here's one that's not trivia. When I was on time to class, I walked. When I was late, blank, blank.
Oh. Oh, okay. I do remember this song. Wasn't that great? yes. When I was late for class... I ran.
Exactly. I ran so far away.
Iran is another beautiful country I really recommend people visit. And you can read all about it in the book. They're all covered.
It does seem that the punniest names are from the Middle East, at least in this game.
Yeah.
So, all right, last one. If you are a dove and you want to be heard, don't make a sound when it's noisy. Instead, before you blank... blank until it's quiet.
Oh, it's I've been there too. It's if you if you want to whatever, and I'm a dove, I will coo wait.
Exactly.
Isn't that it? It's Kuwait. I forget the.
I was waiting for.
I got it.
The yeah, put it together. You got it.
What do you want me to coo?
Wow, that was a good coo. You do a good dough, and you do.
Thank you.
That's interesting.
Well, kudos to me.
See, that's why you are the legend. Well, as expected, you did great. And where can people find more of your thoughts on travel?
As you can see, I'm shamelessly hyping my book. What Am I Doing Here? You can get that on Amazon, and that's pretty much it. And if you're too cheap for that, you can listen to the podcast, What Am I Doing Here?, which is available everywhere. I'm basically, I have one title.
Excellent. Well, before we wrap up, as always, for you puzzlers at home, here is your extra credit puzzle. If you're going to make beer, you'll need some hops, some blank lot of water, and a fermenter. All right, that is a country. Are you shaking your head, nodding your head like you get it?
I do not get it. I'm glad you didn't ask that.
Well, that's good. These are supposed to be a little harder.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of a stretch. If you're going to make beer, you'll need some hops, some blank lot of water, and a fermenter. Puzzlers, thank you for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. Please tell your friends, please rate us, and come back tomorrow where we will meet for more puzzling puzzles that will puzzle you puzzlingly.
Hello, puzzlers. Greg Pliska here, up from the Puzzle Lab with the answer to the extra credit from last episode. We played a game with Mike Reese all about Homer Simpson's famous "don't" phrase. Every answer has that sound in it, but we asked Mike to answer as if he was making the Homer "doh" sound. The clue we gave you for extra credit was Homer has a similar body type to this actor who made offers you can't refuse and who could have been a contender. That, of course, is the great Marlon Brando. Marlon Brando, with a little reference to his roles in The Godfather and On the Waterfront. I hope you all got that one. Thanks for playing along. We'll catch you next time.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.